Okay, today's daf is daf chaf vav. So we got to the very bottom of chaf hey amun beis. The Gemara quotes from the end of the Mishnah, completing the parak here. The Gemara quotes ma'isav a goz with tainis belud, that they once were goz their tainis, it hadn't rained, and then after it rained, so then they left and they went and had a big yomtif, and they said hal hagadah, which is the long hodu l'Hashem ki tova kilom chazda. So the Gemara asks the question, v'nei mahalo meikar. Why didn't they say halo first before going out to eat? You figured you'd say thanks to Hashem, the long hodu, and then go out and have a suda. So by the Rava Damri Tavaya, both of them hold Lufi Shein Omrim Halel El Al Nefesh Sava Sveya Vecheres Milea. It's only appropriate to recite Halel when you're full, when you're satisfied. When you're very weak, you don't have the ability, the mental capacity, the physical strength to properly thank Hashem. So after they ate and drank, and now they're satisfied, now it's appropriate to go out and recite Halel Haggadah. So Gemara then says, is that really true? Eini vaha Rav Papa ikle lebei knishta de Avi Govar. One time Rav Papa was visiting this particular shul, the shul of this person, Avi Govar, and the gozer tainis, there goes their tainis, v'yardu lem, kushama, it began to rain, ad chatzos, until chatzos, v'amar halel, achak, v'acharkach, achlu v'shasu. First they recited halel gozer, and then they ate and drank afterwards. We just said before, you're supposed to eat and drink beforehand, and then recite halel, but here in this particular situation, they said halel, and then they ate after. So Gemara says, "Shiny bnei Mechuzah, the people of the city of bnei Mechuzah, and that particular shul, the shchichi behu shichris, they were to get drunk. So the chashash was, normally you're supposed to eat and drink, and when you're satisfied, then you could appropriately recite halel haggadah. But in this city where they drink a lot, they're concerned they might get drunk, and then they couldn't say halel haggadah properly. So therefore, there goes there that they should say halel haggadah first, and then go out and eat." So you look at Tosis here. Tosis writes, it's a little bit hard to understand Tosis what he means, but the Mefarshim explain as follows. Tosis writes here, "Shiny bnei Mechuzah deshchichi beishichras," that in the city of bnei Mechuzah they would get drunk. Ulahachi hayu omim halal hagadol kodem shiochlu v'yishun. For that reason, they recite halal gadol before they ate and drink. Uvipsuke de zimra, where we also say halal gadol right on Shabbos and Yomtiv, we say holdu l'Hashem kitov gim chazdo. We say this in psuke de zimra. But we didn't eat and drink yet. It's before we've said kiddush. So how are we allowed to say this? So he says psuke de zimra nogin lomar shachras v'dafka b'psuke de zimra kodem atrila. That's the only by Pesukei Dezimra do we say Halel Gadol when we haven't eaten and drink. About Bashas Tvila, which means when you're davening, which they explain, when you're thanking Hashem for the rain, then it's only appropriate. Ein omrim also ela benefesh seveo bekeres melea. So again, in the context of Pesukei Dezimra, okay, you could say it without eating and drinking. But if you're saying it to thank Hashem, you have to first eat and drink. That concludes the third parak, Hajin Lach Seder Tainios Eilis. So now we begin the fourth and final parak of Maseches Tainis. Mishnah says, B'shol Shiprakim B'shana, the three times a year, Kohanim Nosin Es Kapeim Arba Pamim, where the Kohanim do Nisias Kapayim, they do it three times a year, I mean four times on that day during the Tefillah, they do it four times, B'yom Shiprakim, B'shacharis, B'mosa B'ncha Vanila, those four times, and there are three times of the year where they do this type of Birchas Kohanim, all four Tefillahs. So we're going to figure out when exactly you say Tefillah. We don't have Tefillah on a Tainus, a Ne'ilah rather than a Tainus, so Gemara is going to explain all this. Again, so Arba Pamim B'Yom Mishachas Musav Mincha V'Nilas Hasharim. Those four tefillos, B'Tainios U'Ma'amados B'Yom HaKippurim. So on a Tainis, in a fast day, which we've been discussing, on a Maimed, which the Mishnah is about to explain what a Maimed is, and Yom HaKippurim, we say tefillah four times, and there's Birchas Kohanim at each of these four tefillos. So Gemara says Elohein Ma'amados. What's a Ma'amad? So the Fisha Nemar says in the Pasuk, Tzavis B'nei Yisrael, Es Karbon Nilachmi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Klai Yisrael to bring a carbon tamid. So it's my carbon tamid, it's your carbon tamid. V'chi Heyach asks the Misha, Heyach Karbono Shel Adam Karei, V'hu Einom Omin Agabav. If it's my carbon, it's your carbon, if it's the carbon of Klai Yisrael, how is it possible a carbon is brought and the owner is not standing there observing, standing there representing all of Klai Yisrael? How is that possible? So the Gemara says, that the answer is Hiskinu Nevi'im, therefore they're Misakin, Harishonim, the earlier Nevi'im, Shmuel and David, that is, Esim V'Arba Mishmaros. They had to set up 24 different Mishmaros, 24 different posts of Kohanim, and corresponding to the posts of Kohanim, V'Akol Mishmar Mishmar, corresponding to each Mishmar of Kohanim, Hayamaimid V'Yushalayim Shel Kohanim Shel Nevi'im Shel Yisrael. And they had a Maimid, a gathering, corresponding to that in Yushalayim, in a shul there, a combination of Kohanim, Levim, and Yisrael, who are not working in the Avodah, working in the base of Mikdash, and they would have this Maimed. So what exactly would take place in the Maimed? The Gemara is going to explain just now. The Mishnah is going to explain. So Giyas Mana Mishra La'alos, when it came time for the Mishmar to go up to Yushalayim, wherever they lived, Kohanim, Levim, Olam, Yushalayim. So the Mishmar, whoever's family it was to go to work in the Beis HaMikdash, the partner, the sister group of Mamados of Kohanim Levim would also ascend to Yerushalayim as well. The Yisrael Shabosa Mishmar, as well as the Yisraelim, Wisconsin La'arim, they would gather to the city. They explain the Yisraelim who would not go to Yerushalayim, but they would gather in their own city. So again, the Maimid consisted of Kohanim Levim, who would go to Yerushalayim, and Yisraelim who would go to their particular city. They would gather together, they have a special yomtiv almost, and they'd read from the psukim of Ma'aseh Bereishis all week long. And the Mishnah says, has parentheses, we'll skip these parentheses. And then, B'yom HaRishon, the first day of the week, Sunday, what would the Maimid, what would they read? Bereishis, they read the Pesukim of Bereishis and Hirakia. Those few Pesukim they read as the Yom Rishon. B'sheni, the second day of the week during the Maimid, Hirakia, Yikavu Maim, those Pesukim. B'shlishi, the third day of the week, Yikavu Maim, V'himeros. B'revi, the fourth day of the week, the Himeros, V'yishrutsu Maim. B'chamishi, the fifth day, Yishrutsu Maim, V'yitotze Haaretz. And B'shishi, on Erev Shabbos, Totze Haaretz, V'yichul HaShemayim. This was how they split up the Pesukim of Ma'aseh Bereishis. That would take place during the week of the Maimid, and the Maimid that would go to Yerushalayim would in essence represent all of Klal Yisrael watching over the carbon tumid that's brought on behalf of the entire tzibur. So Gemara and Mishnah now says further, Parsha Gedola Koronoso Bishnayim. If it was a large parsha, they split up, meaning a large parsha of the Ma'aseh Bereishis. If it was six psukim or more, they'd split up in two different aliyahs. And Kitana B'yachad, if it was a smaller parsha of the ones mentioned in Ma'aseh Bereishis, for example, Bereishis itself only has five psukim, so you can't split into two psukim, two aliyahs rather, because you need each aliyah to have three psukim, so that's called a parsha katana, so that the five pasuk parsha katana would be read only by one person, by one aliyah. So then the Mishnah goes on further. B'shachris, in the morning of the Maimid, they would read all this. And then B'musaf, they would daven Musaf. Uve Mincha, B'shachris and Mincha, they would lay in the Parsha. And then Mincha, the Nichnasim V'Korin Al Piem, K'Korin Es Shema. Then they recite the same Psukim, but they read actually Al Pek, Baal Peh. They wouldn't recite it in the Torah. And when it came to Mincha time on Friday, they would not go into Shul at all together. Everybody was busy preparing for Erev Shabbos, for Shabbos itself. So therefore, this was pretty much the schedule. So then the Gemara Mishnah says further, Kol Yom Shieshbo Hallel. Whenever there's a day that you complete Hallel, but there is no carbon Musaf, such as Chanukah. We just said Chanukah for 8 days. There was no Musaf other than Rosh Chodesh, but there was just a Hallel. Ein Maimid B'Shachar. So then, because it's very long, so they didn't want to be Matriach Anshi Maimid to go to Yerushalayim to gather for longer davening, since there's Hallel that extended it, so there's no Maimid during the week of Chanukah. Karba Musaf, if it was the day there was a Karba Musaf, like Rosh Chodesh, but there was not a Hallel Shalim, there's no complete Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, it's a half a Hallel, we say. Then Ein Ne'ila. Then they would not gather together during the Ne'ila time. They would not gather. So because of the Tircha, the Tzibur, of the extra extended davenings, there are certain kulas where they didn't have to attend the Maimon Yerushalayim. Carbon Eitzim, the day they brought a Carbon Eitzim, which is a day that certain families dedicated wood to fuel the Mizbeach. Ein B'mincha, so that as well, they would not gather together to Maimon either. Divrei Rebbe Akiva, that was his understanding. So Ava Amar li Benazi. Benazi said, "Kachay Rabbi Yeshua Shoner. Yeshua taught that carbon musaf ain't b'mincha." So he says, if it was a day there was a carbon musaf, so then since that extended the davening in the morning, they would not ain't b'mincha. They would not have the maimed would not be necessary to present themselves during the mincha time. Carbon eitzim, if it's a day where it's a carbon eitzim where they dedicated the wood to the Beis HaMikdash, ein b'ne'ila, they would not gather together during ne'ila, but they would gather together during the mincha time. The Chazar Rabbi Kiva Lios Shona Kiva Azai, Rabbi Kiva retracted, and he ended up agreeing to Ben Azai, namely that the day of a carbon eitzim, they would gather together during mincha time, but they would not gather together during ne'ila time. So then the Mishnah goes on to list Zman Atzikon Va'am. What was the time when different families would dedicate the wood? So the Mishnah goes on to explain. Tisha, there are nine different times of the year where people would dedicate the wood. Be'echa B'Nisan, the first day of Nisan, this was the Zechus of B'nei Arach Ben Yehuda. This family would dedicate every Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they would dedicate wood. Be'esim B'Tamas, the 20th of Tamas, that's B'nei David Ben Yehuda, that family. B'chamisha B'Av, B'nei Parosh Ben Yehuda. B'Shiv Abo, the 7th of Av, B'nei Yonadav Ben Rechav. B'Asar Abo, B'nei Sana Ben Binyamin. B'chamisha asar bo, b'nei Zatu ben Yehuda, the 15th of Av was this family. V'imayim along with them, Karnam Levim, that they didn't know exactly. Call Misha Tabashifta, anyone who didn't know a tribe but they were part of, the B'nai Gonve, Ali B'nai Kotze, Kitzios, and other families as well that had these different names, they'd also all come together and dedicate wood on the day of the 15th. So then, Besim Bo, the 20th of Av, B'nai Pachas Moav Ben Yehuda, Besim Be'elul B'nai Adin Ben Yehuda, and Be'echa B'tevis Shebo B'nai Parish. They bring a second time to dedicate wood. It must have had a big access to a lot of wood. So these were the different nine times of the year where they would dedicate, different families would dedicate wood to the base of Migdash. The first day of Tevis, Rosh Chodesh Tevis, there was no Maimid. Shaya Bohala, because there was Halil, because of Hanukkah, it was a Halil HaGomer, Halil Shalim. Because in addition to being Rosh Chodesh, where it's a Chatzi Halil, but since it was also Hanukkah and Rosh Chodesh Tevis, it was a Halil Shalim, they did not have a Maimid on that day. And the Karban Musaf, Karban Eitzim, that it was the Karban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, it pushed off the Musaf and the Karban Eitzim as well, since this is a day that the B'nai Parish dedicated their Karban Eitzim, everything was pushed off. So in other words, since there's a halal in the morning, they pushed off the Maimid in the morning, and since there was a Karban Musaf, they pushed off a Maimid during Musaf and Mincha, and since it was Karban Eitzim, it pushed off the Ne'ila Maimid, and therefore that was a day where there was no Maimid. But all the other days we mentioned that there's always a Maimid in one of the days, but sometimes maybe there's less. I mean, typically there are three or four Maimadim on each day, but if there's a Karban Musaf or Hala, we missed one Tefillah. But Rosh Chodesh Tevis was unique that every single Tefillah lost its Maimid because of Hala, because of the Karban Musaf, and because of the Karban Eitzim. Therefore, there's no Maimid on this unique day of Echad B'Tevis. So then the Mishnah says, after mentioning different days in Av, so the Mishnah mentions Chamisha Devarim Eira Esavoseinu B'Shiva Esavar Tammuz V'Chamisha B'Tisha B'Av. There are five terrible tragedies that took place on Shiva Esavar Tammuz and on Tishba. So the Mishnah says, what are the five calamities that took place? B'Shiva Esavar Tammuz, the Mishnah says, Na'am Antam Be'ez Nishabro Luchos. That was the day that Moshe Benu, he broke the Luchos. That was one event that took place in Shiva Esavar Tammuz. Number two is Batal Tamid. That was the Karban Tamid, where the Malchus was Gozer. They were no longer able to bring the Karban Tamid. That was the Shivas Bar Tamas as well. That's the second thing. Number three, Vugaha Ir. That's when they broke down the walls of Yishalayim, entering into the base of Megdash eventually. And Sarif Postmis, he burnt the Torah. He burnt the Torah that Ezra HaSofer himself wrote. So he burnt it. That's the Yevarim did during the times of Bayi Sheni. And the fifth event that took place in Shiva Esavar Tammuz was Vehemid Tzelem Behecha. They placed an idol in the base of Mikdash. And these are the five calamities that took place on Shiva Esavar Tammuz. So now the mission moves on to say, so what about the Tisha B'Av? What were the five events that took place on Tisha B'Av? So Nigzal Avosein Nishol Yikantul Eretz. That was the first event during the Chayim Meragdim. Now Tisha B'Av, that's when we were gozer not to go into Eretz Yisrael for another 40 years. Second event, Charib Abayis Rishon, the first base of Mikdash, the second base of Mikdash were both destroyed. That was two more. The Nukata Beitar was destroyed. That was a fourth event. And the fifth event, Venech HaShair, after they destroyed the base of Mikdash, so then Tarnas Rapis, he ended up plowing over all of Yishalayim, and that was a fifth terrible tragedy that took place on Tishra. So the Gemara now goes on, the Mishnah goes on to say now, when Av comes in, so then there's an idea to minimize Simcha, as we know. There's an Avelis already for the 9 days. And Shabbos Shechal Tishrav Lios Besocha, the week of Tishrav, the Pasha Pshat here is not 9 days, but the Shavu Shechalba, which means that Tishrav is on a Tuesday, Shavu Shechalba is Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Not all 9 days, but just that Shavu Shechalba. The Shabbos Shechal Tishrav Lios Besocha, also Milasaper, Umilachabes, you're not allowed to get haircuts, you can't wash your clothing from Shavu Shechalbo will be a Chamishi. But if it's on a Thursday, then Mutar Mipnei Kavod Shabbos, you're allowed to get haircuts and launder before a Shabbos. That would be allowed. Again, this does not translate to halacha we practice nowadays, but Shavu Shechalbo, as based on the Mishnah, only these two things are usher during that particular week. So Erev Tisha B'Av, what happens in Erev Tisha B'Av? Lo yochal adam, a person should not eat shnei tavshilim, you shouldn't have two cooked items. Lo yochal basav, lo yisha yayin, a person should not have meat or wine. We don't have meat or wine the entire 9 days, but according to the Mishnah, it was only Erev Tisha B'Av, this was aser. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Omer Yishana, he says, no, you can have something, just do a little bit different. You can have, you should change something. This is what's called the Sudam Avsekis. So they're describing, the Gemara is going to go into greater detail about what qualifies for the Sudam Avsekis, but something should certainly be minimized leading into Tishrav. Rabbi Yehuda Mechai Bekfias Amita, he felt the person should flip over the bed. However, lo hodu l'chacham, chacham did not agree to this. Kfias Amita is one of the Nehugi Avelis, we don't have as Banazah, but their beds, they're able to sleep on the other side of the beds, so they used to flip them over and sleep on the back side of the beds. For our beds, it's not really Shaykh anymore, so it's not Noeg. Some explain, we'll see in Moed Katan, some explain the idea of Kfias Amita, it's somehow a reference to Purvu, or the lack of Purvu, that if there's a death in the world, so Kfias Amita indicates no longer procreation, so they're changing the bed around. So some say, corresponding to that, the minhag has perhaps developed and evolved into covering the mirrors, where a person should not look at himself in the mirror, the tzel melkim, or to beautify him or herself. There might be some correlation to that, but either way, Chacham felt, even in the Zman, of where they did practice Kfias Amita, he did not think it was necessary to do Kfias Amita on Tisha B'Av. Mishnah says further now, Aber Rav Shimon Gamliel, Lo hayu yamim tovim liyisrael b'chamisha asar ba'av uchim ha-kippurim. There are no greater happy days as these 2 days of the year, Tisha B'Av, rather Tu B'Shavah, Tu B'Av, and Yom Kippur. Shebehen benos Yushlaim yotzos b'kli lavan sh'ulim. And the Gemara is going to elaborate more on this, but the young girls of Yushlaim would go out in white clothing particularly that were borrowed from each other. Shulavai shes misha einlo, not to embarrass those who did not have white clothing. And v'chol ha-kelim tunan tefila, and all the kelim required tefila. We assume they were all benida, so the clothing were also nida, so they had to be tovel the clothing. Ubenos Yushlaim yotzes v'cholos b'kramim, they go out and dance in circles in the vineyards, and they're trying to find a basher. Umayi omers, what would they say? Bachar sar na'inecha urei ma'ata baralach. Come, lift your eyes and see, choose yourself a wife. Al tite ninecha benoi, tite ninecha b'mishpacha. Don't look at my beauty, but look at my family, look at my yichus. Sheka achein v'heva yofi, the beauty is fake. Yishu yiras Hashem, he tisela, praise the woman who's fearful. The omer tenu lapri pi adel, v'yalua v'shama asev, part of Eish Chayil continuing. The chein hu omer, tse'ena u're'ena b'nos tzion b'melech shlomo ba'atara shitra lo imo b'yom chasunasa b'yom simchas libo. So the Pasuk and Shirim, the Gemara Darshins, B'yom Chasunasa Ze Matan Torah, the marriage was between Klai Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu, took place in Matan Torah, Kabbalah Satorah and Har Sinai. That's when Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the Luchos. The Medrash says the Luchos served as the Ksuba between Klai Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu. U'b'yom Simchas Libo, the day of celebration, Ze Bina Beis HaMikdash. That was after the Chuppah, you come back home, you go into Bina Beis HaMikdash. That's referring to Yom Simchas Libo, entering into the house of Klai Yisrael and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shebana b'mheir of Yamin. So that's the end of the very, very long-winded Mishnah, which is seemingly a combination of many Mishnahs put together, but that's a very long beginning of the parak. So Gemara now says, we start off talking about in the beginning of the Mishnah, B'shlosh Yeprakim, B'shana, Kwanim Nosin Es Kapem. The 3 times a year where the Kohanim would do Birchas Kohanim during all 4 tefillahs of the day. So for example, they wouldn't do Birchas Kohanim at nighttime. You're not allowed to do it at nighttime. Birchas Kohanim is only allowed Bayom. So Yom Kippur, there are 5 tefillahs. But 1 tefillah is not Shayach. You can't do it at Maariv. You can't do Birchas Kohanim at Maariv. So Yom Kippur, the Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, and Nila. So those 4 tefillahs, you do Birchas Kohanim. So that takes place there 3 times a year where we have 4 tefillahs. And the Gemara says, is that really true? That's only true of Yom Kippur. Of Tainios, Mamados, Miika Musaf. Is there Musaf on a Tainis? Is there Musaf on a Maimid? We discussed there's no Musaf on those days. So how could there be 4 times they would do Pirchas Kohanim on these three events? So Gemara explains, Chasur Mechser V'Halchi Ketanim. The Mishnah was missing something, and this is really what the Mishnah meant to say. B'shlosh Prakim, Kohanim Nosim Eskapayim Al Kolzman Shemispalim. There are 3 times a year where the Kohanim are Nosim Kapayim at every Tefillah. Now, some days have 4 tefillahs, and some days have 3 tefillahs. The Yeshbem, some of those days, like Yom Kippur, are Ba Pamim Bayom. There are 4 times a day where they were daven, which is Shachris, Musa, Mincha, Nila of Yom Kippur. And Shachris, Musa, Mincha, Nila, Sharim, Ve'elohen, Shlosh, Shaprakim, and there are other times a year where they were not daven 4 times a day, such as a Tainus and a Maimon. And these are the 3 times a year, Tainios, Mamados, Yom Kippurim, where they would do Birchas Kohanim at all the relevant tefillahs of that day. Some of them have 4 tefillahs, and some of them only have 3 tefillahs. So Amar of Nachman, Amar Rabba bar Avua, Zu Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's all the understanding of Rabbi Meir. However, Ava Chachamim argue, Omrim, Shach was a Musaf, Yesh Bem Nesiyas Kabayim, but Mincho Ne'ila Ein Bem Nesiyas Kabayim. They argued, and said, not true. They only do Birchas Kohanim in the morning, not Mincha, not Ne'ila. What's the reason why? As we're about to see shortly, because the chashash was, if they were to do Birchas Kohanim in the afternoon after they ate, they might get drunk, and one's not allowed to do Birchas Kohanim while being drunk. Seman Chacham, who are the Chacham who hold that there's no Nisis Kapayim during Mincha and Ne'ila? So Rabbi Yehuda, he, the Tanya, Shachos, Musaf, Mincha, Ne'ila, Kulan, Yeshem, Nisis Kapayim, that's Divrei Rabbi Meir, where there is Birchas Kwanim at every Tfilah. But Rabbi Yehuda argues, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shachos, Musaf, Yeshben, Nisis Kapayim, but Mincha, Ne'ila, Ein Bem, Nisis Kapayim. So that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ne'ila, Yeshba, Nisis Kapayim, but Mincha, Ein Bem, Nisis Kapayim. So he argued, he says, no, I agree with you, Lagabe Mincha, that there is no Nisis Kapayim, but I argue that there is a Yom, there is a Birchas Kwanim by Nila. And the Gemara is going to explain. What's Machlokas here? But my Kemithlagi, what's the Nekudas Machlokas here? So Rabbi Meir, Sovar, Koyoma Taima Mai, La Parshe Kani Yadai Bimnechasa. What's the reason in general why Kwanim don't do Birchas Kwanim during the Mincha time on a Stam day? Because right in Eretz Yisrael, and the Minhag is Svarad everywhere, they do Birchas Kwanim every single day in Shacharis. So why don't they also do it in Mincha time in general? Bishem Shechris, there's a chashash that they might get drunk, and they're not allowed to do a Birchas Kwanim while drunk. So nowadays, like a Shechris, nowadays, there's no drinking, because the Tainis and the Maimid, and Yom Kippurim, there's no drinking. Yom Kippur, the Maimid, the people would fast. Tainis, everybody would fast. Yom Kippur, they would fast. So there's no chashash of Shechris. So therefore, in general, there is no Nisis Kvayim and Mincha, but these days, where it's a fast day, the chashash of Shechris is irrelevant. So that was Rabbi Meir's understanding why there is a Birchas Kwanim even during Mincha Ne'ilah. Comes along now Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Shachros and Musaf, Dechol Yom Alo Shiach Shichros. Every single day, nobody gets drunk in the morning time. It just doesn't happen. So Shachros and Musaf, it's Shach to have Birchas Kwanim. Lo Gazu B'Rabban, they didn't make a Gezerah. But Mincha Ne'ilah, Dechol Yom Alo Shiach Shichros. Every single day on a random Wednesday, a person can get drunk. So Gozer B'Rabbanim, there are Gozer that even though a Tainus, nobody's eating, nobody's drinking, there's no Chashash, there are Gozer that if they were to make the Nisis Kapayim on Yom Kippur, Mincha, one might think to do so on a regular Wednesday when they're not fasting and might get drunk. So there are Gozer never to do a Birchas Kwanim during Mincha and Ne'ilah. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi, the third opinion, who said that I agree by Mincha time there is no Birchas Kwanim, but by Ne'ilah there is. So why does he make such a split? Rabbi Yossi Savar, Mincha the Isa B'chol Yoma, Gozer B'Rabbanim. Mincha exists every single day. So it's a chashash. If you do this on Yom Kippur, you do this on Maimid, you do this on a Tainis, you might do this on a regular Mincha as well and get drunk. However, Ne'ilah D'Leisei B'chol Yoma, but Ne'ilah is very unique. They only have it on days that you fast. It's a Yom Kippur and a Maimid and on a Tainis. Lo Gozer B'Rabbanim, they were not Gozer, because these are unique days, and there's no chashash that might lead to another day. I mean, the only time there's Ne'ilah is when you're taka not eating or drinking. It's by only when there's a fast. So there's never a Ne'ilah where one's eating, so there's no chashash of shichras when it comes to Ne'ilah. So Gemara now says that Amar Yehuda Marav Halacha Rabbi Meir, we pass on Rabbi Meir, that there's Nisit Kapayim on Mincha and Ne'ilah as well. Rabbi Yochan Amar Nogu Am Rabbi Meir, that's the practice, and Rabbi Amar Minak Rabbi Meir. So slightly different terms, whether it's Halacha, whether it's Nogu, or whether it's Minog. What's the difference of these three subtle differences? So Man Damar Halacha Rabbi Meir Darshin Le Bepirka. I mean, we say it's halacha, you go out and publicize it. If the halacha is this way, you go ahead and give a shir. This is how you paskin. Man damar minag, if it's a minag, midrash l'darshinan, arum marinim. So minag means the practice is this way. When it's a minag means that's not necessarily how we should practice, but that has become the practice. So if someone were to ask me, I would be more, I would tell them this is the halacha, that's the practice, but I wouldn't darshin it in rav. I wouldn't make it a public policy. And man damar oriya, man damar nagu, the one is, they practice this way, we don't even encourage it. The oriya lo marina, we don't even advise a person to do so. If an individual asked me, I would tell him not to do this. But if he did it, lo mahadrin bay, we don't make him retract, we don't hold him back. So these are different languages of a halacha, minaga nagu, how strong do we encourage it, or perhaps even discourage it. That was the bottom line. So Gemara then says, that's all one understanding. But Rav Nachman comes along and says, Amar halacha k'Rebbe Yossi, who says that there is no ne'ilah, no birchas kwanim during mincha, but there is during ne'ilah. Halacha k'Rebbe Yossi, and that's how the Gemara paskins l'maisa, there is birchas kwanim during ne'ilah. We don't do this in chutz arts, there is no birchas kwanim during ne'ilah. But in Eretz Yisrael, they do it, and they have to make sure, therefore, ne'ilah is rushed pretty quickly to make sure to have it in before shkia, because you're not allowed to do Birchas Kwanim at nighttime, so they didn't make it quick to have the Ne'ilah and Birchas Kwanim before the Zman kicks in. The Gemara then says, but in the nowadays, my time at Parsha Kana, you die by Mincha to tonight, Tanisa. So how is it that they do Birchas Kwanim Mincha time on a Tanis? Why is that the case? If we really pass the Rabbi Yossi. So Gemara says, Kevin de Besamach the Shkia Sachama, Karparshi Kretvias Nihiladamya. Since the Mincha time in Bisman Azeh, the Gemara says, they daven Mincha so late, so close to Shkia, it's in essence very similar to Ni'ila. And just like Ni'ila, the heter was that Rabbi Yossi Paskin, that you're allowed to do Nisis Kapayim during Ni'ila, Mincha as well won't be allowed to as well because it becomes very similar to Ni'ila. That's a strange understanding here, because at the end of the day, if that's the Mincha time, it could be the understanding is that maybe in general, they daven Mincha earlier on a regular weekday. And at Tainus, they daven mincha very late in the day, and therefore, since the Zman are different, one will not confuse the mincha of a Tainus versus a mincha of a regular day, and therefore, there's a heter to do birchas kohanim during the mincha on a Tainus because it's delayed, it's done much later on in the day. Rather then points out, the chuliyama miyas, everyone in the end of the day agrees, however, there is no argument that shikr aser ben yisis kohanim. Everybody agrees that a shikr is not allowed to drink. It's an iser, the raisa for him to drink and do birchas kohanim. Minarim, how do you know? So Amr Bishu ben Levi Mishum bar Kapara Lama Nismacha Parshas Kohen Mevarech the Parshas Nazir. And Parshas Naso, there's a juxtaposition between the Birchas Kohanim and the Parsha of Nazir. So the din is Lomer Lachama Nazir Aser Beyayin Af Kohen Mevarech Aser Beyayin. Just like a Nazir is not allowed to drink wine, so to a Kohen who's going to do Birchas Kohanim cannot drink wine as well. So there's a discussion machlokas in the Rishonim. What is the shir? How do you define shikr? What's shikr in the halacha regarding the iser of birchas kohanim? So the Rabbeinu Yeruchim writes that a person's drunk, like Lot was drunk with that ma'isa b'nos Lot. That's how drunk a person has to be disqualified from doing birchas kohanim, which is a very very high level of how one has to be drunk. The Beis Yosef responds and says that it must be that the Rabbeinu Yochum understood there's a chakira, there's a machlokas in the Rishonim how to categorize the nature of Birchas Kohanim. Is Birchas Kohanim a tefillah or is it an avoda? Is it part of the tefillah that we daven and it's part of Shmoneh Esrei, or is it part of avoda in the Beis Hamikdash? It's done by Kohanim, so it's room to say it's kind of an avoda. It's an avoda b'chutz. It's called a sharso. It's called a sheris. So there's some room to say it's an avoda, but there's also room to say it's really just a special type of tefillah. So it says the Beis Yosef, it must be Rabbi Yerucham assumes that it's a type of tefillah because the iser of davening, a person can't be drunk when he's davening, that has to be when he's drunk like Lot. If a person took a shot here, a shot there, he's allowed to daven. So the fact that the threshold of a shikr is defined by Lot, and which is the same shir of tefillah, must be Rabbi Yerucham assumes that birchas kohanim is also a type of tefillah. The Beis Yosef himself argues and says no. He thinks birchas kohanim is an avoda, and just like it's usher to do the avoda, if a person just had a revius of yayin, that's the threshold. That would be the same exact shir when it comes to birchas kohanim as well. So it's an interesting machlokas and trickles down to the an important afkamina. So look at Tosas here before I just finish a few more lines. Tosas writes the last Tosas on the page writes v'ha'idna nowadays noga olma the priestly kana yadai b'mincha samel chashkis achama. Nowadays says the Gemara, we do birchas kohanim during mincha time because it's so delayed. But Tosas points out, v'lechach lo nagu am lomar ben tzis kapayim b'mincha b'yom ha-kippurim l'fi shem ispalim b'mincha b'od ha-yom ha-gadol. Because Yom Kippur, the practice is da mincha much earlier. Had they da mincha later, so it's shaykh to say birchas kohanim. But nowadays, we're daven mincha much earlier, says Tosos, since that would not be the base in the svar of the Gemara is only if mincha is late. But mincha is earlier, there's no heter of nisis kapayim, and therefore we don't say that there on Yom Kippur the way Tosas practiced it. Aval b'mincha, b'shar tainios, the Asian nisis kapayim, but the other tainios, where they would have mincha much later on in the day, they would have nisis kapayim. Aval mikom makom, b'ni'ila b'yom ha-kippurim, yeshin nisis kapayim, but everybody agrees in ni'ila, Yom Kippur, there is birchas kohanim. Again, that's only the practice in Eretz Yisrael, that is not the practice in Chutz Lartz. Let's finish off the daf now with the last three lines of Amr Beis here. Maskevla avua de Rabbi Zera. Amila, others say, Oshaya bar Zavda. Ima Nazir, so if we're making this equation between a Nazir and Birchas Kohanim, so if that's the case, Ima Nazir Aser Bechartan, the Nazir is not allowed to have the peel of a grape, nor can he have the seed of the grape. So Af Kohen Mevarech Aser Bechartan, does that mean that a Kohen eats a grape? He can't do Birchas Kohanim? That's very far-fetched to say that. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Kra, L'shar Sol Levarech Bishmo, that he has to serve Hashem and give a bracha in the name of Hashem. Ma misharis muter bechartan, just like a Kohen who does the avoda is certainly allowed to eat grapes beforehand. So af kohen mevarach muter bechartan. So too, if a Kohen is giving the bracha, he's allowed to eat grapes beforehand. Just like it's no different, it can't be any more chummer than actual avoda. So ima misharis ba mumlo af kohen mevarach ba mumlo. So if we're making the connection now of a mevarach to a misharis to a Kohen who does the avoda, well, we know a Kohen who has a ba mum may not do the avoda. So is the Gemara suggesting by this equation that a Kohen Baal Mum cannot do Birchas Kohanim? That's not true. We know that Kohen Baal Mum actually can do Birchas Kohanim. So, but Gemara said, no, Ha'idikish l'nazir. The fact that we could connect Kohen to a Nazir, like Abi Birchas Kohanim, and a Baal Mum certainly can be a Nazir, so to a Baal Mum can also do Birchas Kohanim. So we're connecting to both ways. We're connecting to a Nazir that is Kohen is also to drink before Birchas Kohanim, and that a Baal Mum can do Birchas Kohanim. We're also connecting it to a the Sharis that you're allowed to eat grapes before doing Birchas Kohanim. So Gemara says, "May the chazit demakshish lekula akish lechumra." So we're now making this hekish of birchas kohanim to nazir as a kula to allow bamum, but maybe we should also connect it to chumra and aser them from eating grapes. So Gemara says, at the end of the day, this is simply an esmachta ninu with midirban ula kula. The din is the connection of the kohen to a nazir is only a smachta; it's not a real drasha, and therefore, since it's only a smachta, we can only extend it to the kulas, but we're not going to learn any chumras. At the end of the day, birchas kohanim it can eat grapes. And a Baal Mum can be a Kohen, he's just not allowed to be drunk before doing Birchas Kohanim. Okay, we'll stop here, everybody. Have a wonderful day.